श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमः पाणिनिकाचार्यमठपञ्चलिभ्यश्चविद्यासम्प्रदायकर्तृभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः
सर्वादीनि सर्वनामानि
सो द गणा इज देयर इट बिगिन्स विद द वर्ड सर्वा सो द गणा इज कॉल्ड सर्वादि गणा ऑल द वर्ड्स व्हिच आर फाउंड इन द पर्टिकुलर गणा आर कॉल्ड सर्वादीनि सर्वनामानि सर्वः आदिः येषान्तानि सर्वादीनि Sarvadini, Sarvanamale. Sarvanama is the name. All the words which are found in the Gana beginning with the word Sarva are called Sarvanamas. You may say the Vritti, Sarvadini Shabda Swarupani, Sarvanama Saujnana Syuhu, Sarvadini,
beginning with Sarva,
Shabda Swarupani, the forms of the words, Sarvanama Saujnana Syuhu. Have the name.
Sarvanama.
You may tell the list. Sarva Vishva. Ubhaya.
Datara Datama.
Anya Anyatara.
Itaratvate.
Tva Nema Sama Sima. So the list continues. So we will see up to that point. So these are the Sarvanama Shabdas, the words which begin with the word Sarva in that given list. These are all Akaranta Shabdas and Pullinga. They may be found in other lingas also. For the present, we are restricting ourselves to the Pullinga. So Akaranta Pullinga Shabdas. Therefore, they do resemble only Rama Shabda. They just follow the model of Rama Shabda, Rama, 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 like that it will come. There are five places where there is a difference. The distinction alone will be pointed out by the Sutrakara. And so, that's why the next Sutra, it gives the first distinction, just a she like that. So, the Prathama Bahuvachanam, it differs from Dhamma. And then Chaturthi Ekavachanam, Panchame Ekavachanam, Shashti Bahuvachanam, Saptame Ekavachanam. Prathama Bahuvachanam is yes. Shashti Bahuvachanam. And these are the five points where the Sarva Shabda differs from Rama Shabda. The rest of it is all like Rama Shabda. For example, Sarva plus Rukmini Sarga, Sarvaha. Sarva plus out. So, Prathamayo, Purvasavarna is expected to come. But in Nadichi, Nishedha will come. And therefore, that Nishedha is rejected. And so, Purvasavarna won't come. And Vridhi will come. You will get Sarvau. So Prathama Ekavachanam, Prathama Dvivachanam, nothing is to be done. It is similar to Rama. Only when it comes to Jas, Sarva Jas, then we have a new sutra which introduces a Pratyaya Shi in the place of Jas. We will say Jasa Shi. So Ataha is a word which comes from the earlier sutra from Ato Bhisa Ais. So from that Ataha will come. Then Sarvanamna Smai, there is another sutra about this. From that word comes Sarvanamnaha. Ataha is the adjective to Sarvanamnaha. Therefore, Yena Vithistadantasya, all Visheshanas in Vyakarana, in the Komadi, in the sutra part, all Visheshana adjective is taken as a tadanta. So if you say ati sarvanama, It means Adanta Sarvanama. All Visheshanas are taken as Tadanta. That is the Skiki. Yenavithis Tubantasya. Except the Prasattamaya Kavachana. Yasmin Vidhis Tadadam Algrahana. In the context of it being a single word, a single syllable. So Ataha Sarvanamaha means Adantat Sarvanamaha Panchamaya Kavachana. And Panchami means whatever follows that. Tasmadityuktarasya. That is the Paribhasha. So when there is, to begin with, there is Adanta Sarvanama, immediately following, if you have Jas, in the place of Jas, She will come. Jasaha She. Jasaha is Shashti. Shashti is Thane Yoga. Jasas Thane. She Syat. That is how it is understood. Now, we will say that Vritti. Adantat Sarvanamnaha.
Adantat Sarvanamnaha.
Jasashi Sya.
Jasashi Sya.
Adantat Sarvanamnaha.
Adantat Sarvanamnaha.
Immediately following.
Immediately following.
The Sarvanama.
The Sarvanama.
Ending in Akara.
Ending in Akara.
Rasva Akara. Ati, you know. Rasva ending with Rasva Akara. Like Sarva. Like Rama, only difference is Rama is not Adanna Sarvanama, that's all. So, if there is such a Anga, that is called Anga, that becomes the Anga. Yasmin vidhis tadadau, yasmin vidhis tadadi pratyayangam. Anyway, so when Adanta Sarvanama is there, it is followed by Jas. You say Jasaha.
Jasaha.
In the place of Jas.
In the place of Jas.
She Syat.
She Syat.
You get She.
You get She.
So Lashakva Taddhite, there is a sutra. Ataddhita, except Taddhitas, La Shan Kavarda, those letters found in the Upadesha, they are its own Varnas. Therefore Shavarna will, Shavarna is its own Varna. So in she, Shavarna will go e into there. And Jasaha she syat. Okay. Rishtandam. Anekaltvat.
Anekaltvat.
Sarvadeshaha.
Sarvadeshaha.
Anyway. This anekal, here we have an interesting situation. I forgot that now I remember. Okay. You see, she, the Shavarna becomes in its own jnana only when it is a pratyaya. Lashakvatadhite, that vritti is very important. In the Lashakva Taddhite Vritti, the word Pratyaya, you must be finding it.
Yes, Pratyaya Adhya.
Ah, Pratyaya Adhya. Ah, Pratyaya Adhya. What is the sutra number?
Taddhita Vritti Pratyaya Adhya.
167.
Very nice. So Taddhita Varja, the Taddhita should not be Taddhita, it should be the beginning of a Pratyaya.
Yeah.
Then only it becomes a Nityatma. So the La, Arsha, Arka, etc. must be the beginning of a Pratyaya. So she satisfies that condition. The beginning part it satisfies. But Pratyaya, it must become a Pratyaya. Then only the Lashakva Taddhita rule will apply. To become a pratyaya, it has to first satisfy, it has to come in the place of jas, then only it becomes a pratyaya, by sthana bhava. Because jas is the pratyaya, but she is not the pratyaya. So, as such, as of now, it is not at a pratyaya, therefore it is anekal.
Okay.
Because it is not a pratyaya, and hence sha is not a dvarna, therefore two varnas are there, shavarna, e varna. Therefore it is a prati, it is an anekal. And being an anekal, it replaces the entire jas. Anekal shit sarvasya, that is the paribhasha. And having come in the place of Jas, it gains the quality called Pratyaya, the Sthanivad Bhava. So what is the Sthanivad Bhava? Sthanivad Adesho Nalvidhau. That is a very important sutra. Adeshaha Sthanivad Natu Sthanyalashraya Vidhau. Like that it comes. So, that is Sthanyalashriya Vidhi as in one, that Paryudasa, that exception applies, I will explain it. But in this situation, it is a Sthani, it becomes like the Sthani. Sthani is the thing which is getting replaced. It is the Sthani, and whatever replaces it is called Adesha. Therefore, having become an Adesha, having replaced Jas, it is like Sthani, only like Pratyaya. And now Shavarna will go. Rashadmatathite. So Sarva plus E Adgunaha Sarve. Then Sarvam Sarvo He Sarva He Sarvo He Sarve said. Sarvam Sarvo Sarvan said. Sarvena Sarve Asari. Sarvena Sarvabhyam Sarve He said. Then comes the Chitthya Kvitram, Sarva plus Ne, and there you have a Sutram. Sarvanam Nasmai,
Sarvanam Nasmai,
Atas Sarvanam Naha,
Atas Sarvanam Naha,
Ne Ityasya,
Ne Ityasya,
Smai Syat,
Smai Syat,
Sarvasmai,
Sarvasmai.
Once again, Ataha will come from Ato Bhisa eyes. And so it becomes an adjective to Sarvanamnaha. So Adanta Sarvanama, Panchamayakavachanam. So Atas Sarvanamnaha means Adantata Sarvanamnaha. And Ne comes from the earlier sutra, Neryaha. From the sutra, Neryaha comes Sarvanamnasmai. Because in the case of, if the Anga is Akara, following this Ne, it is replaced by Ya. That's why you got Rama, Rama plus Ya, and there come Ramaya. And in the case of Adantanga, which is Sarvanama, it is not Ya which comes, it is the Smai which comes. Like that is the sequence of the sutras. Therefore, Nehe will come. And also in the place of Ne, Smai will come. He said, Atas Sarvanamnaha,
Atas Sarvanamnaha,
Ne Ityasya,
Ne Ityasya,
Smai Syat,
Smai Syat,
Sarvasmai,
Sarvasmai,
Atas Sarvanamnaha,
Atas Sarvanamnaha,
immediately following,
immediately following,
then Adanta Sarvanama,
then Adanta Sarvanamnaha,
Ne Ityasya,
Ne Ityasya,
in the place of Ne,
in the place of Ne,
Smai Syat,
Smai Syat,
Smai is the is the Nirdesha for Smai. Smai means a unit of syllables, Smai. That you have to convert into a word to use it. Without converting it into a word, you cannot do Pratyaya. So, Apadam Prayamjeta. That's why he puts a Visarga there. Smai Syad. Then Panini doesn't have Visarga. Lupta Vivaktitam Pada. So he has deserved here. Like that you have to say. Padini drops Vinu Vivaktis and he has a sutra for it. Like Akshare Parame Vyoman, like Vedic usage. Parame Vyoman. Vyoman is Saptamayakavachana. Vyomni is a So like that, Parame is the Saptamayakavachana. So Vibhakti is dropped, Yukta Vibhakti Kampada. And so he follows that Vedic method himself. Anyway, Smai. Sarva plus Ne, replacing Smai, Sarva Smai. Then Sarva Smai, Sarva Abhyam, Sarva Abhyaha. Then Panchami Ekavachanam. And Panchami Ekavachanam and Saptami Ekavachanam, together he puts them in one sutra. He said that. Nasinyoho
Smart
Sminau
Smart Sminau.
So Ato Visa is there and all these sutras come below that. So Ataha will follow. Sarvanamnaha also will follow from the sutra Sarvanamna Smai. Therefore Atas Sarvanamnaha that is there already. And even Nasi is there. Smart will come in its place. In the place of Ni, smin will come. Yathasankhyam anudeshas samanam. Samasankhyanam anudeshaha yathasankhyam syat. Like that paridhasha is there. Two per two. So one, first one to first one, second one to second. We say that. They are made into a Dvandva Samasa. And then having made the Dvandva Samasa, Shashti Dvivachana. That is how the word looks. Nasing Yoho. Hari Yoho. Hare Hari Yoho. Hari Naam. Like that. Hari Yoho. Nasing Yoho. Etau. These two. These two means Smat and Smin. Staha. They come as Adishas respectively. Sarva Smat. Okay. Then sarvasmat, sarvabhyam, sarvebhyaha, sarvasya, sarvayoho, we come up to that. Then comes aam, sarva plus aam, rama plus aam, like there nudagama was there. Here in the place of nut, we are getting sut. Aami sarvanam nasute.
Aami sarvanam nasute.
So, Adanta Sarvanama is, it is not Adanta Sarvanama. Here the Anurti is slightly different. Aat comes from a sutra, Aajyaseh, Asuk, that there is a sutra, from that Aat will come. And Angat is Adhikara, Anga is the Adhikara. So, the namaskar, aye. This is Vyakarana.
I have one question.
How this come?
When you give the source for Paras Lokam Yatya Daiha Amitra Lokasya.
Ah, that is from
Kathopanishad.
Aat Angat. Anga is the Adhikara. Angasya Shashti cannot be in the Panchami. Angat. So Aat Angat. Aat is the adjective. Akara Aat is the Panchami Ekavachanam for A. Therefore Akara Anta. Akara Anga. Again, Yena Vithista Dantasya Akara Anta Angat. Therefore, it is not Adanta Anga. It is Akaranta Anga. The difference is Adanta Anga means Hraswa Akara must be alone there. Whereas Akaranta Anga means it could be A or even Dirgham. Even in the case of Rama, such words which are Akaranta, there also it could apply. That is the idea. So Akaranta Anga. Earlier it is Adanta Sarvanama. It is Avarnanta Sarvanama now, not Adanta Sarvanama. That is an important difference. Then there are two parivashas. One is Panchame and another is Saptame. This is an interesting point which you should note. You see, Tasmadi Chuttarasya, when Sut comes, okay? Ami Sarvanamnaha Sut. Adanta Avarnanta Sarvanama is there, followed by Sut. Followed by Aam. Sarva plus Aam. Riji Pratyaya. Now the Sut should come. Sut will come. As an Adhyavayava, Adhyantav Dhatitav. But Adhyavayava of what? Adhyavayava of the Avarnanta Sarvanama or Adhyavayava of Aam? That is the question. The question has to be settled by the other parikashas. Sut comes as an Adhyavayava, the first part, the initial part. It comes and joins at the beginning with Yathaha. First part means it comes and joins at the beginning. At the beginning of what? At the beginning of the Avarnanta Sarvanama? Or at the beginning of Aam? Where it should join? Now, the other parivashas are Tasmadit Chuttarasya. If you apply a Panchami Vibhakti, Panchami Nirdishtasya, व्यवहतस्य उत्तरस्य ईश्वर पञ्चमीनिर्दिष्टेन
विधीयमाने कार्यं वर्णानन्तरेण अव्यवहितस्य पूर्वस्य
दिस् इस् तस्मादुच्युत्तरस्य सो वेन् यू यूस् पञ्चमीविभक्ति इट् कम्स् टु बि इमीडियेट्लि नेक्स्ट् वन् दट् इस् द ऐडिया And when you use Saptami Vibhakti, it comes immediately to the earlier Purvasya. Therefore, here Sarvanamnaha Panchami. Therefore, you should come to Aam. But Aam is Saptami. Therefore, you should come to Sarvanamnaha. So when such a situation is there, then we have the Paribhasha. Paribhasha says, Ubhaya Nirdeshe, Panchami Nirdeshe, Bariyam. This is the Paribhasha. And now, Panchame and Saptame, both are there in the same sutra, then Panchame becomes stronger. That is the Paribhasha. The basis for the Paribhasha is again Panini only. So Panini's other sutras in different contexts are studied, where there is no scope for any such ambiguity. And having studied other areas, the Paribhasha is arrived at. And what is that other area, etc., there is a book called Paribhasha in the Shekhara. And there the Paribhasha is given. And the way in which we arrive at that Paribhasha, all that will be discussed. But here at this point, we just take the Paribhasha as a given, and we follow that rule. Therefore, we take Panchami Nirdesha as Baliyan, and therefore it comes to Aam. Sut comes to Aam as the first is the beginning part of Aam. In Sut, Ut will go. So it becomes a Saam. So the point is, once you are making it to Aam, then the Aam need not be in Saptami anymore. Therefore, in the Vritti, he makes it Shashti. Because Saptami has no relevance anymore. Saptami becomes meaningful only when the Karya happens to be earlier one. But Panchami Vritti has set in late, therefore Vrittikara, in the Vritti, conveniently this problem is resolved by converting Ami to Amaha, like that. Avarnam Tatparasya,
Avarnam Tatparasya,
Sarvanam Novihitasya,
Sarvanam Novihitasya,
Amasuradamaha,
Amasuradamaha.
Avarnam Tatparasya,
Avarnam Tatparasya.
Okay. So instead of saying as avarnanta sarvanama, why you have made it such a complication? So there the problem comes in the case of yat and tat. So for that reason, he has done like that. If you simply say Avarnanta Sarvanama, you have the Sarvanama ending with Avarna, followed by Aam, then Sut will come. If you say that, it will be alright in the case of Sarvasmin. Sarvesham will work out. Here in the case of Sarvashabda will come. Because Sarva is Avarnanta Sarvanama. And therefore, Avarnanta Sarvanama following is Aam. So Sut will come Sarva plus Saam. And the other things will happen. Other things will use Aikara. ato bhisa eyes. And aikara will come, and then adesha pratyayoho shatvam will come. That will, the sarvesha will happen. But there is another area, another sutra, where yata yuttata, yachabda, or tachabda, it will come later. In the case of yachabda and tachabda, what happens, you know, it is yattad, shabda is yattad. Then we have a sutra, chadadi naam aha. Chadadi naam aha, an important sutra. So, for chadadi shabdas, a will come. This yattam tat, they come under the category of that tyadadi. What begins with tyat, following that list, yat will come. Tat also will come. Let us take tat. So it is a tyadadi. Therefore, a will come. Then alontya paribhasha is there, alontyasya. And so it comes at the end only. To the last syllable will come. Therefore, tad, akara if you do, what you get is ta plus a will come. And then ato gune, iti purva rupa sandhi will happen. And so you finally you are left with ta. And then aam, shashti. Okay, this ta is not a sarvanama. Because tad is a sarvanama. Ta is not a sarvanama. Tad is the sarvanama. Ta is another thing. And therefore, if you say akara avarnanta sarvanama following aam must be there, aam is there, but avarnanta sarvanama is not there. Because ta is not a sarvanama. And so sut won't come. On the other hand, if you say sarvanamno vihitasya aam, an aam which is mandated for sarvanamna must be available. In that case it is there, because when you have aam there, that aam is a, it has come to the sarvanama. The original shabdam is a tad, and then aam has come. Tad, aam. Now chadadi namaha has come. And the tadu became ta, ta plus aam. Therefore this aam is not some aam. It is an aam which is specifically mandated for a sarvanama. Therefore it is sarvanamno vihitasya aamaha. Therefore sut will come. Even though it is not following a sarvanama, avarnanta sarvanama, because ta is not a sarvanama anymore. So that kind of a very convoluted problem is there. To avoid that problem, to make that also as a sut, tesham and yesham, we need to put it this way. There must be an avarnanta anga. The anga is avarnanta, ending in a. And it is followed by an aam, which is originally enjoined for a sarvanama. Then everything will be in place. In the case of sarva, yeah, earlier okay. Case is also okay, now also okay. Like, that is the meaning of putting it that way. Avarnanta parasyam.
Avarnanta parasyam.
Sarvanamno vihitasyam.
Sarvanamno vihitasyam.
Amaha. Shuragamaha.
Shuragamaha.
You will say like this, Amasuragamaha.
Amasuragamaha.
Sut is an agama.
Sut is an agama.
To am.
To am.
When two conditions are satisfied.
When two conditions are satisfied.
One.
One.
Sarvanamno vihitasya.
Sarvanamno vihitasya.
That am is mandated.
The am is mandated.
For a sarvanama.
For a sarvanama.
Two. Avarnantat parasya.
Avarnantat parasya.
The arm is immediately following.
The arm is immediately following.
An anga.
An anga.
Ending in a.
Ending in a.
Two conditions. So when these two conditions are satisfied, sut will come. When you say this elaborately, in such an elaborate way, then yesham and tesham will be taken care of. In the case of sarva, there is no problem. So sarva plus sut, we come up to that. Sut plus aam. Sut will now come in the beginning of aam, and so it becomes a saam. He says that etva shatve.
Etva shatve.
So etva will come, shatva will come. Etva will come by ato bhisa ais. Ato bhisa ais, that is how etva will come. Adantangasya, ahato visa is nahi. Bahuvachane chalyet. bhojana jalya. So jaladi bhojanam it must be. And by making it sutta, it becomes a jaladi. Otherwise it is not even jaladi. Aam is not jaladi, you know. Jaladi means jabha, kapachatatatatatam, jabhai, jabhai to tindriya hal. So sasha sarahal, that sa is there in the jaladi. Therefore by making it sut, it becomes a jaladi. Then it becomes a. So sam, the a comes to the anga. And so sarva akara is replaced by ekara. Sarve plus sam. Now adesha pratyaya. The adesha pratyaya also should be correctly understood. It must be either an adesha or the part of a pratyaya. Pratyayavayava. The vritti must be very carefully followed. So it must be a pratyayavayava and followed by inkoho. Inkoho is the adhikara sutra. So inkubhyam parasya. So in atran parenana karena. Okay, inkubhyam parasya. In an is parenana karena. So A will come into it. Therefore A is in. Following A you have sakara, which is the part of a pratyaya. Adesha pratyaya yoho. How do you say that sakara is the part of a pratyaya? Because aam is the pratyaya. Yad agamaha tadguni bhutas tadgrahanena grahiyante. That is the parabhasha. Whatever agama is there, it comes as a small part and joins to some original unit. That is the yad agamaha tadguni bhutaha. So it becomes a secondary to the original unit. It is aam. Though it sounds as sam, still it is aam. And the sakara is a secondary unit of that aam. So tadgrahanena grihyante. And whatever picks up that aam, picks up that sakara also. Therefore the word pratyaya refers to aam. It now refers to sam, including sakara. Because sa is an agama for it. So yadagamas tadguni bhutas tadgrahanena grihyante. And so on that basis sakara is also a pratyaya, and so sakara is also part of the pratyaya, and hence it becomes a pratyaya avayava, and as such it gains a shatvam or dhanya sakara. Sarvesham. Okay, that finishes. Sarvasmin is already done. We'll say the shabdam. Karanta pullingaha, sarva shabdaha, sarvaha means everything, that is the meaning, everything, okay. Sarvaha sarvau sarve,
sarvaha sarvau sarve,
he sarva he sarvau he sarve,
he sarva he sarvau sarve,
sarvam sarvau sarvan,
sarvam sarvau sarvan,
sarvena sarvabhyam sarvaihi,
sarvena sarvabhyam sarvaihi,
sarvasmai sarvabhyam sarvebhyaha,
sarvasmai sarvabhyam sarvebhyaha,
sarvasmat sarvabhyam sarvebhyaha,
sarvasmat sarvabhyam sarvebhyaha,
sarvasya sarvayoh sarvesha,
sarvasmin
sarvayoh sarveshu. We will follow that list originally given. The next word is Vishwa. So he has something to say about it. Evam Vishwadayoki.
Evam Vishwadayoki.
Adantaha.
Adantaha.
So Vishwa etc., the other words which end with A, they follow the same method. Adantaha only. Because in the Sarvagana, Sarvadigana, you will find halantas also. Tyade, tyade, etc. They will come. Only Sarvashabda is a model for adantas only. Therefore Vishwashabda. Let us say the Vishwashabda. Akaranta pullingo Vishwashabdaha.
Akaranta pullingo Vishwashabdaha.
Everyone. Everyone is the meaning. Vishvaha Vishvau Vishve.
Vishvaha Vishvau Vishve.
He Vishvahe Vishvau He Vishve.
He Vishvahe Vishvau He Vishve.
Vishvam Vishvau Vishvan.
Vishvam Vishvau Vishvan.
Vishvena Vishvabhyam Vishvaihi.
Vishvena Vishvabhyam Vishvaihi.
Vishvasmai Vishvabhyam Vishvebhyaha.
Vishvasmai Vishvabhyam Vishvebhyaha.
Vishvasmat Vishvabhyam Vishvebhyaha.
Vishvasmat Vishvabhyam. Vishvabhyam Vishvabhyaya
Vishvasya Vishvayoho Vishvesham
Vishvasya Vishvayoho Vishvesham
Vishvasmin Vishvayoho Vishveshu
Vishvasmin Vishvayoho Vishveshu.
Okay. Then comes a Ubha, Ubha Shabda, Vishva Ubha. So Ubha means two. Two being two, it must be always a Dvivachana only. He says that. Ubha Shabda Nityam Dvivachana Antaha.
Ubha Shabda Nityam Dvivachana Antaha.
Ubha Shabda Ha.
Ubha Shabda
Ha. Word Ubha.
Word Ubha.
Nityam always.
Nityam always.
Dvivachana Antaha.
Dvivachana Antaha.
It has the Dvivachana Pratyaya alone.
It has the Dvivachana Pratyaya alone.
So Ekvachana won't come. And Bahuvachana won't come. Because by meaning it is two. So, for one Ekavachana Pratyaya will come, for two Dvivachana will come, like that sutras are there. For many Bahuvachana will come, Bahuvachanam, like that there is a sutra. So, only Dvivachana Pratyaya will come. Accordingly, it follows Rama Shuddha in total, because the five areas of difference, they do not come anywhere in the Dvivachana. Therefore, it just follows Rama Shuddha. He says that. We will say the Shabdam. Akarantah Pumlinga Ubha Shabdaha.
Akarantah Pumlinga Ubha Shabdaha.
Two is the meaning. Okay. Ubhau, Ubhau.
Ubhau, Ubhau.
Ubhau is Prathama. Ubhau is again Dvitiya. Ubhabhyam, Ubhabhyam, Ubhabhyam.
Ubhabhyam, Ubhabhyam, Ubhabhyam.
This is Dvitiya Dvirthi Mandala. Ubhayoho, Ubhayoho. That is the Shastri Shabda. If Ubha is identical to Rama, then why to put this in Ubha in this Sarvagana? That is the advantage. Because it now acquired a nomenclature like Sarvanama. There must be some meaning for it, you know. In the case of Sarva, the question doesn't arise. Because there are five areas where it is distinct from Rama. Why is not distinct from Rama at all? Why did you include it in the Sarvanama Gana? He answers that question. Tasya atasyeha pathaha.
Tasyeha pathaha.
Akajarthaha.
Akajarthaha.
See, there is a sutra which says, Agnya Sarvanam Nam Akach Praktehe. That is the sutra. For Avyaya and also for Sarvanama, before the T, T is Achunchya, the T, you know. So before the T, Akach will come. That Pratyaya, Akach will come. So this Pratyaya will come to Upashabda. By virtue of it being a Sarvanama. Therefore, the nomenclature Sarvanama is not meant to create any particular change in the forms as such, because there is no change there. But it is meant for a different purpose. Therefore it has to be a Sarvanama. That is what he says. Tasya.
Tasya.
To that Ubha Shabda.
To that Ubha Shabda.
Iha in this Gana.
Iha in this Gana.
Patha inclusion.
Patha inclusion.
Akajarthaha.
Akajarthaha.
Has the purpose of.
Has the purpose of.
Getting the Pratyaya Akach. Because Akach is mandated only for Sarvanamas. If Ubha is not put in the Gana, then it won't get Akach. And he wanted Akach. Therefore, because he has this in mind that Akach Pratyaya has to come to Ubha Shabda, and therefore very conveniently, he pushed this Ubha Shabda into Sarvanama Gana. Just put it there. Just by putting that in that Gana, it acquired the nomenclature Sarvanama and attracted the Pratyaya Akach. That is the method. That is the purpose. Okay. Then the next Shabda is Ubhaya. This Ubhaya Shabda is an interesting Shabda. He says that Ubhaya Shabdasya
Ubhaya Shabdasya
Vivachanam Nasti
Vivachanam Nasti.
You see, Ubhaya means it comes from the word Ubha with a Pratyaya Ya. Ubhaya means one which has two parts. What is the meaning of it? Ubhaya. I'll tell you. Yeah. IH is the Pracheya, Ubha plus IH, Akach IH, such Pracheyas are there. So Ubhaya it became. Ubhaya means one which has a two. When you have a thing which has a two, what those two will be? Parts only, what else? Therefore, one which has two parts, that for the parts is automatically it becomes a part. Therefore, that is the Ubhaya. And so, Ubhaya is, suppose there are two parts in it, then this is one Ubhaya. And suppose a group of two people are going, you see Ubhaya is going to a group of two people like that. So a group of bunch of two fruits is Ubhaya like that. So it could be one or it could be two or it could be many. So it can have Ekavachanam, Nivachanam, Bahuvachanam, all the four vachanas or three vachanas it can have. It could have, theoretically speaking, but Vartikakara, he has restricted it. He said Ubhaya Shabda has to be used only in the context of one or many, but never as two. Because there is a two already in it, and if you put one more two, then it becomes a complex or whatever be the reason, it is never used like that. Therefore we say one pair, using Ubhaya, one Ubhaya, or many Ubhayas, but not two Ubhayas. That is the usage is restricted. That is what he is saying. Ubhaya Shabdasya. Ubhaya Shabda. Dvivachanam Nasti.
Dvivachanam Nasti.
Second case is not there. The second dual is not there. It is Ekavachanam Bahuvachanam. It follows just like Rama Shabda, except those five areas where the Sarvanama Shabdas actually differ from Rama Shabda. That's it. So now we will say the Shabda. Akarantah Pumlingaha.
Akarantah Pumlingaha.
Ubhaya Shabdaha.
Ubhaya Shabdaha.
The one with two parts.
The one with two parts.
Ubhayaha Ubhaye.
Ubhaya Ubhaye.
He Ubhaya He Ubhaye.
He Ubhaya He Ubhaye.
Ubhayam Ubhayan.
Ubhayam Ubhayan.
Ubhayena Ubhayaihi.
Ubhayena Ubhayaihi.
Ubhayasmai Ubhayebhyaha.
Ubhayasmai Ubhayebhyaha.
Ubhayasmat Ubhayebhyaha.
Ubhayasmat Ubhayebhyaha.
Ubhayasya Ubhayesham.
Ubhayasya Ubhayesham.
Ubhayasmin Ubhayeshu.
Ubhayasmin Ubhayeshu.
That is the Shabda. Then the Gana says Datara Datama. This Datara and Datama are pratyayas. They are there in the Tadhita Prakarna. Vabahu Naam Jyati Parikrasne Datama Che. Agdas Datama is a Pache. Shankara has a discussion about it in Chandogya Rashya, very beginning. So Datara Datama. When you want to pick up one among two, there comes the Datara. Then it is a question of one among many, Datama will come. That Dha will disappear. So like Katara Katama. Which one among the two, Katara? Which one among many, Katama? Again, in English also we have such usages. Now, these are the two Pracheyas, Datara and Datama. He has put them, the Pracheyas themselves, into the Gana. They are not words, they are the Pracheyas. Now, what to do with these Pracheyas? You cannot call a Pracheyas Sarvanama. Therefore, here the method is, the Pracheyagrahanena Tadanto Grihyate. Okay, so that is the paribhasha, and therefore when there is the pracheya, we take pracheya grahane tadanta grahanam, that is the paribhasha. Then grahanam means when you accept the pracheya, you are accepting a word ending with that pracheya, that is the idea. Pracheya grahane sati pracheya tadanta grahanam. Grahanam means accepting or taking, or considering it yartha. Taking means what? Considering. So when you are considering the pratyayas, you are actually considering the words ending with those pratyayas. Because na kevala prakruti prayujyate na pratyayaha. Kevala prakruti cannot be used. Because it is not padam. Kevala pratyaya cannot be used. because it is not a pada. Therefore you have to say iti pratyayaha, like that you have to make it into a word and use it. That is what we are saying. And we say datara, what we mean is a pratyaya called datara. So like that. Anyway, so technically speaking, pratyaya means the pratyayanta. But suppose he takes a pratyaya and he wants to establish something about it. And in that, in the sutra, he should not take pratyayanta. So saunjnya, when it comes to saunjnya, he talks of a pratyaya, then you should not go for pratyayanta and all that. For example, lashakva taddhite, there you have a pratyaya, and it is not taddhita. The first beginning syllable, lasha, and they become idvarnas. That is what he wants to say. And there itself, if you start taking pratyayanta, which pratyayanta you will take? So, in saunjnya vidhi, it means in the context of a saunjnya being mandated, this tanfasha won't apply. In all other cases, pratyaya grahana tadanta grahanam. Saunjnya vidhau pratyaya grahana tadanta grahanam nasti. There are two things they say. So, except saunjnya context. Saunjnya means Panini's saunjnya, not somebody else's saunjnya. In all other situations, wherever you see pratyaya, you take the pratyayanta. So having done that, now we have a few words for this datara datama. The words are katara katama. Okay? So we will say the katara shabda. Akaranta pumlinga katara shabda. Which one? That is the meaning. Which one? In the bracket you have to say among two. Okay. Then the shabda flows like sarva shabda. Kataraha katarau katare. He katara he katarau he katare. Kataram katarau kataran. Katare na katarabhyam katarayihi.
Katare na katarabhyam katarayihi.
Katarasmai katarabhyam katarebhyaha.
Katarasmai katarabhyam katarebhyaha.
Katarasmat katarabhyam katarebhyaha.
Katarasmat katarabhyam.
Katarebhyaha, okay. Katarasya katarayoho kataresham. Katarasmin katarayoho katareshu.
Katarasmin katarayoho katareshu.
Okay. The next shabda is katama. You say that so that you will get to fix it in the shabda very well. Akaranta pumlinga katama shabdaha.
Pumlinga katama shabdaha.
Which one?
Which one?
Among many.
Among them.
Katamaha katamau katame.
Katamaha katamau katame.
He katamahe katamau he katame.
He katamahe katamau katame.
Katamam katamau kataman.
Katamam katamau kataman.
Katamena katamabhyam katamaihi.
Katamena katamabhyam katamaihi.
Katamasmai katamabhyam katamebhyaha.
Katamasmai katamabhyam katamebhyaha.
Katamasmat katamabhyam katamebhyaha.
Katamasmat katamabhyam katamebhyaha.
Katamasya katamayoho katamesham.
Katamasya katamayoho katamesham.
Katamasmin katamayoho katameshu.
Katamasmin katamayoho katameshu.
Katara katama. Then anya anyatara itara. They are exactly like sarvashuddha. There is nothing more to be done about that. So you please recite those three shabdas at home. Then tvatu, tva, nema, sama, they are coming. Sima. Okay. Anya is the other. Okay. The other. Anyatara and itara. Anyatara is also the other, which we specifically use in the context of two objects. Anya is general. The other. When the another, in English we say another. Another means there must be two, and then only you can say another person. Only when two are there, you use like that. This anyatara is like that.
Prabhupada, you think the word came from that? Anyatara.
Another.
Sounds like that.
These are all derived from similar situations. Sounds like that. Anyatara. Another. Anyatara. That is over. And then itara. Itara is the different ichartha. Itara means different. Bhinna. Itara. Itara, 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 like that. That is also like sarva shabda. Then tvatu, tva. These two shabdas, they mean the same. It means bhinna only, but they are used in Vedic usage. Tva means bhinna. In Vedic mantras they come. Not in general Sanskrit. Tvatu and tva. In fact, tva is like tvaha, tvau, tve, like sarvaha, sarva, sarva. Don't bother about it, because it comes in Vedic usage, and so it is included in the gana, that's why I'm talking about it. Then nema is ardha. Nema means half. There will be sutras for this nema, etc. later. And when the sutra comes, we will look into it. Sama also sutra will come, Sima sutra will come. Now Gana sutras are beginning. And this Sama, Sima, etc. we will take care only at the place of their corresponding sutra. They must be somewhere ahead. Why is coming there? As and when they come, they will handle them. Yeah, it is coming, nemascha, like that. Nema is coming later. So, we will take care of that. Then, a few sutras are there. They are called Gana sutras. Gana sutras means they specifically apply to the words which are there in that Gana alone. They are specific to that Gana, not general sutras. That is the idea of calling them Gana sutras. And so, the Gana sutra, the Purvapara, etc., the Gana sutra, we will read in tomorrow's class. You just consolidate up to this point. Okay. Hari Om Tat Sat, Shri Krishna, Namo.
Stop.
Stop. These are becoming smaller and smaller.